This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Link reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, time for KER Politics. You're going to hear a little bit of static in the background. Jimmy's driving cross country right now, and we're recording while he is driving. And so, as a favor to Corey, we're getting this recording done quite a bit before our normal recording day, which is for Friday. So bear with us. Well, let's start out. Jimmy and I are going to start out talking about Kenji Brown Jackson. You know, it's interesting. Jim and I were talking off mic, and the way the Democrats handle Brett Kavanaugh, really showed to me how spiteful and vindictive and angry the Democratic Party is, because the Republicans, in terms of Kenji Brown Jackson, are being much, much more civil. Don't you agree, Jim?
Yeah, you're hearing a lot of media spin that the GOP is actually treating her worse than they did Brett Kavanaugh. But the reality is they're focusing on judicial policy questions,
right,
on actual the law, and her interpretation of fundamental questions that will come before the Supreme Court if she is approved and goes forward and takes a seat on the bench. And I think the comparison with the media to Kavanaugh are absolutely unacceptable. And the fact that the media, they should all be ashamed of themselves if you look objectively at the accusations against Kavanaugh and the way they attempted to smear him and his family with absolutely zero credibility,
right,
in that case. It's terrible. And to think they can somehow spin out of this, I don't know how they can. It's
no.
Very disturbing to me, Al. Very disturbing to me.
Well, my guess is she's probably going to be confirmed, and that's just a guess on my part. But, you know, time will tell. We certainly won't know until next week. My problem when I totally lost interest in this woman is when I heard from the press that a very, very large number of her verdicts were overturned. And you really want somebody like that on the Supreme Court? You want somebody on the Supreme Court is there because Biden came out and said, I'm going to nominate a woman of color, and I'm going to nominate a woman of color. So that apparently are her only really meaningful qualifications. Any comments, Jimmy?
Well, I think it was a huge mistake to limit his choices. And it was appealing to a particular political argument right now that somehow, you know, we're all racist and that we need to have some standard based on the color of our skin rather than the content of our character. And so I think that was a mistake on his part. You know, there's a possibility that if the hearings go badly, that someone like Kristen Sinema or maybe Manchin would not vote for or make her nomination. May stall in a general vote in the Senate because of some significant questions, one of which was asking her to identify the difference between a man and a woman. I'm not a biologist. Well, you know, that's a pretty simple question, and it has a very significant impact on legislation and, of course, the review of legislation by the Supreme Court in the future based on race-based policies and legal actions. And of course, we're in a tremendous situation in America right now where there's these accusations and a division between Americans. And to make decisions based on, certainly on race, but also on gender, to make decisions without having some sort of a foundational position on whether you can identify biologically, you know, a man or a woman based on, you know, this, to me, it's really kind of an unacceptable political answer that shows I don't believe she should be a Supreme Court candidate.
Yeah.
And I, of course, with a short span of cases that many have been overturned, but certainly in the D.C. court with only a year there, I think it's kind of it was a bad choice by the administration to put themselves in the bind. She's maybe a nice woman. I'm not, you know, I don't want to make judgments on her character, but from the law perspective, it appears that there are so many questions, and to put that on the Supreme Court for the future of our nation, a little bit challenging in my view.
Well, I think it's really, really a very detrimental comment on the part of Joe Biden to say, I'm going to nominate way before the fact, I'm going to nominate a woman of color. I think it was way, way inappropriate for President Biden to have said that.
You know, and Al, he made that commitment, I'm going to have a black woman as my, or a woman of color as my vice presidential candidate. And then they had to go through a selection process.
Right.
That very much limited the pool of the number of people that would be possibly competent. And, you know, based on the lack of support for Kamala Harris from the general population,
right,
and her inability to solve many problems, making decisions like that puts you in a bind, and it's not good for the country, certainly not good for our government. And it's divisive, and hopefully people are beginning to say this is just enough
yeah.
of this type of racial baiting and gender baiting and all these issues. Let's move on, start looking
right.
at each other and treating each other with respect based on our character.
You know, we've got about 4 minutes left here, and I'd like to bring up another thing since we're talking not only about Kenji Brown Jackson, but we're also talking about President Biden. How do you feel the executive branch is handling the U.S. position on Ukraine? I think that, quite frankly, he's doing the only thing that would work at this point in time. What do you think?
Well, I think he put himself into a bind because of lack of action. NATO depends on the U.S. for leadership because we are the bulk of their force and the bulk of their decision-making process, the bulk of their command, logistics, all those pieces, which had it been planned and coordinated early before this, we may have never been in war. That's my argument. Now we're stuck in a situation where we're providing arms and support, and there is political support, but I do not trust this administration in any aspect for good policy decision-making. I think they're praying and hoping that the Ukrainians continue to do well on the ground in spite of what failed policies both Europe and the United States have taken to avoid this conflict in the first place.
Yeah.
And, you know, and of course, when you start talking about some of the decisions with negotiating with the Russian negotiator with Iran deal while the Russians are attacking Ukraine,
yeah.
You start talking about oil prices and continuing to import oil for, you know, a few weeks after the invasion and then finally succumbing to the pressure to do it. Just continual bad decision-making over and over again, very reflective of the bad decision-making in the withdrawal from Afghanistan. And it's definitely hurting U.S. national security. I don't trust anybody in this administration right now. And it seems to me they're just praying and hoping that other people will pick up the mantle and move forward and solve some of these problems. And maybe that's good for Europe to have to figure that out.
Well, I happen to agree 100% with you. I find it a real shame, and I think it's a real disservice to African Americans to be so blatantly obvious that they're going to put people from that demographic in power because they quote-unquote deserve it, not because they're qualified. I think that is a huge, huge mistake, Jimmy, on the part of the Democrats. And that shows me that the Democratic Party may want to control that segment of the population, but the fact of the matter is they are controlling it to an extent, but what they are doing, in my opinion, is they are making that particular... I would be ashamed if I were an African-American, and I knew that... go ahead. We've only got about...
Yeah, no, very quickly. Yeah, just a few seconds. I know. The problem is this administration is more focused on woke and political appeasement than they are on the benefit of all of the nation.
I agree 1,000% on that one, Jimmy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a real quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about the personality of the Ukrainian population. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, not offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. It's time to talk a little bit about the Ukrainian people. You know, the biggest hullabaloo in the world today is certainly talking about Ukraine. We don't know yet what the outcome is going to be there. But Frieda has done a bit of a study on what the Ukrainian people are actually like, what they're going through right now, etc., etc. Frieda, you're on.
Thank you, Al. This is really an interesting population. 2 million refugees from Ukraine have been taken in by Poland. and they have been given medical care, social benefits for 18 months. And then again, hundreds of thousands more of the 3.3 million that fled are being taken in by Hungary, Slovakia, Moldavia, and Romania.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting also that some of these refugees are actually going back again to fight for their country and also to look for their children that were left behind, especially a lot of the young mothers that are doing that right now. And the most common religion is Eastern Orthodoxy.
Right.
That's something that is very, very prevalent among these Ukrainian people. And it's the largest country among the Eastern Slavics in Europe, and it's not including Russia. So that's important to know. The majority of these people are really involved in this East Orthodoxy type of religion. They celebrate Christmas like we do, although their Santa Claus is different. He's thin, with a long, thin beard. I don't know if that's telling us something about our, how we identify with our Santa Claus. Maybe we're not as thin as those people. I don't know. But also, their language is Ruthenian, and that's an East Slavic language for these people, official language for more than 40 million people in Ukraine. And Ukraine, just a little bit of a background for Ukrainian people, they regained their independence in 1991 following the dissolution of the Soviet Union. It was the most populous and industrialized republic after the Russian Soviet Republic. So, you know, they believe in the reincarnation of Christ. That's their religion. And the average household consists of 2.5 persons. And the average size in the United States is 3.13 people. And almost half of these households are headed by women who are also very educated as well. One of the most highest educated people in our country with postgraduate degrees. And the national dish, and you can relate to this, Al, and I was wondering if you eat this because your background is Polish, is borscht.
Yes, I've had more borscht than the average American.
And yeah. Guess what? Now they're selling it as a health food.
There you go.
So the price has really skyrocketed for that. And cabbage roll.
Yeah.
You like that too, stuffed cabbage?
Cabbage rolls are called stuffed cabbage. Are typically stuffed with beef, and it's called galupce in Ukrainian.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you want me to make you some stuffed cabbage, Al? There you go.
I grew up on galupce, actually, and I grew up on borscht. I don't really care much for borscht, but I love galupce. Having said that, I was noticing in the news today that the head of the Russian Orthodox Church has come out in complete support of what Putin is doing. I don't imagine the patriarch or the equivalent who happens to live in the Ukraine has come out and said that at this moment in time, but I could be wrong.
It's getting so complicated because we're talking about a religious concept of divide and beliefs that can be similar at times too. But I don't think I'm having difficulty with that any religion supports slaughtering another human being for no reason or even for any reason at all. So it's very painful to see, especially when I looked at, I researched these people. They're fun-loving people. They love to have company. They love to entertain. They love to have vodka together. And they're actually insulted if you don't sit at the table and eat with them because that's their social way of connecting with other people. So they're very fun, friendly, caring people. They're very, this is vain, but research shows that they're very good looking. They have blue or gray eyes. What color eyes do you have, Al? I can't see. I'm looking.
Green. You can't see on this. I have green eyes, actually.
Green eyes and fair skin.
Yeah, I'm an old man with green eyes. Having
We're
said
not an
that,
old man. You know, you keep telling me this, but I'm still looking to see if that's true. But whatever, let's go back to this article here.
Yeah, let's do that.
And yes, and they have light brown hair as well. So They're very fair skinned, as I said before, and they have fun celebrating life. They're very much into taking time out to identify what is good in their lives. They actually make these special pancakes to celebrate the sun. Who would think of that? And during Christmas, they go to their neighbors' homes and they put seeds on the ground. So they celebrate that way, and the seeds grow into vegetables or whatever they decide to put in, whatever seeds they decide to use, and the neighbors give them treats for that.
Here we go.
And, yeah, that's great. And another tradition they have that's interesting is, this doesn't sound so great to me, but they eat a piece of paper that's dipped in champagne at the New Year. So they do look for things to celebrate, and they are people that enjoy connecting to other people.
Right.
During business meetings, they have direct eye contact, and they shake hands firmly. They address each other by name. And socially, women kiss each other on the cheek, the left. Are you familiar with that, Al?
Yeah.
The left first, then the right.
Sure, yeah.
And then the left.
Right, of
course.
Isn't
that nice? That's such a warm, friendly thing to do. The men pat themselves. They don't do that. But it's such a, you know, with this virus leaving, I think that's a wonderful way to connect to other people. And also that they like to plunge themselves in cold water, in ice water. Did you ever do that?
No, my dad did it all the time, though.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they say it prevents disease. Did that make him healthy? Did that help him?
He was pretty healthy. He was a pretty healthy guy. There's no question about that. You know, this has been a really interesting conversation, in the sense that you are showing by your study that Ukrainian people are friendly, they're fun-loving, they care about each other, and I think that's an important thing to realize during this terrible time that we're living in Eastern Europe. There's no question about that. They are not bad people, they are not aggressive people, etc., etc. They appear simply to be people who are friendly, who love their fellow man, who have no problem with conversing and communicating with their fellow man. And it's just a real shame, Frieda, that we can't get this thing resolved sooner rather than later, perhaps sooner. Thanks, Frieda.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News. Justice Clarence Thomas was discharged from the hospital after a stay of nearly a week, the Supreme Court said. The 73-year-old Thomas had entered the hospital after experiencing flu-like symptoms. The court did not say why he remained in the hospital longer than initially thought, although the court did say Thomas did not have COVID-19.
President Biden is in Warsaw today to talk with Poland's president about the flood of Ukrainian refugees entering that country. While there, President Biden thanked U.S. troops who are a part of NATO's military force in Poland.
The rest of the world looks at you and sees who you are. They see you are a multi-ethnic group of Americans that are in fact together and united in one resolve.
A 14-year-old is dead after falling off a tower attraction at Icon Park Theme Park in Orlando, Florida. Orange County Sheriff John Mina.
Our prayers and our thoughts are with the family. You know, we can't imagine what they're going through.
This is USA Radio News. House Republicans are hammering Democrats after a retreat at a resort in Florida. Congressman Jim Jordan says Democrats are going after free speech.
I'm concerned about the FTC, the leadership there working with big tech to further restrict and censor conservative thought.
Some states have started suspending gas taxes. Others are considering such a move to help consumers facing high prices at the pump. David Holt with the Consumer Energy Alliance says suspending the gas tax would be like a Band-Aid on a sinking battleship.
We really need a sensible policy, and it's just confusing why this administration won't see that.
Two Fort Hood soldiers were sentenced to prison for their role in a human smuggling operation uncovered last year. 21-year-old Isaiah Gore was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. 22-year-old Denario Williams was sentenced to 2 years in prison. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Texas said the scheme involved soldiers transporting undocumented people in Texas while in uniform. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed what Dr. Birnbaum had to say about the mentality, the general personalities of the Ukrainian people. I certainly did enjoy that. Having said that, Jimmy is pretty much in the heartland of America. The last few days he's been in Colorado, he's been in Wyoming, and now he's in Kansas. Each state that he drives through necessitates a stop, and Jim makes it a point to talk to people when that happens. Jimmy, what are people in America's heartland talking about right now in terms of electoral matters?
You know, I was fortunate enough to be able to talk to quite a few people, truck drivers, some just business owners and different some farmers in the last few days, and I was amazed at how the level of frustration with our government and, of course, you know, a bit of fear for what's happening out in Ukraine and the potential for Putin to step a little bit farther. And maybe, you know, people ask, you know, are we destined for nuclear war? But what got me more than anything else is the willingness and the level of frustration to talk negatively about the future. They are very disturbed. I mean, I'm telling you, I talked to a lot of people. Unfortunately, I was on the side of an accident, a massive pileup on Highway 80, and with, you know, a lot of truck drivers and just people, and just trying to, you know, after an accident being crushed, people are still frustrated talking the politics and the fear. That was very interesting to me. In Colorado, you know, small businesses and the level of, like, dissatisfaction with inflation and prices, fuel prices. It is very concerned about the future. And then last night, spending about 4 or 5 hours with a state road employee, a couple of farmers, and just some maintenance guys stuck in the middle of Highway 40 in Kansas near Oakley. while waiting to get some repairs done on the truck I'm driving, the frustration was just incredible. They just don't understand what's happening to America right now. And I thought, you know, that was very telling that they were willing and everyone wanted to speak about that. But something that they didn't even know just passed through. And, you know, I asked a few questions, but the conversation started rolling. So I don't know. I thought it was, it says a lot about right now the lack of faith and trust in our nation.
Yeah. Well, I want to say, you know, something that I brought up months ago, almost a few years ago, I brought up the philosophy of the Democrats, what they're doing to get elected, et cetera, and I have to tell you, I said then and I'll say now, I think they're shooting themselves in the foot by placating so many many people in the United States. That's not what America is all about right now. What America is about is pride in the country, pride based on accomplishments, not based on appearances, for lack of better terms. Give me a comment on that, Jimmy, if you would, as it relates to people who you've talked to recently.
Yeah, I do think most people want honesty. Most people are good. Most people want to take care of each other. In that accident, I was watching people try running around, try to help, and just do the best, you know. And then, of course, in these different other situations I just felt people really want to be good. They don't want to worry about the issues that they're
right.
facing out there. And they don't understand why. And I don't know. I guess the psychology of both fear, but then of course the media is controlling most of these narratives, and I think people are just like, this doesn't make any sense anymore. And if your point about, you know, the Democratic Party shooting themselves in the foot,
right.
I agree 100%, and I don't think it's because they're appealing to so many people. I think it's because they're appealing to so few. I believe that they're just appealing to these small little diverse special interest groups trying to appease them, the transgender, what the heck is all that about? Trying to appease their, absolute minuscule percentage of the population. The racial issues, dividing people based on, race, identity, politics. I don't think it's helpful, healthy, and I think you are right. I think they're going to splinter themselves because they just are making bad decisions to try to accommodate a very loud, vocal minority, which I don't think is going to turn out for them.
You know, I mean, that was so obvious to me when you and I had this conversation, a few years ago. I was amazed at the way the Democrats were posturing themselves, positioning themselves, I guess is a better way to put it. You know, that's going to cause problems, definite problems, in the upcoming election, the major election in 2024. Jim, you got any thoughts as to who the Democrats may run for the candidates for the executive office? You think Biden's going to run again?
I don't think Biden will be capable of running again. I don't think he's not going to get healthier. He's not going to get younger. He's not going to get more decisive.
Right.
He's not
going to
get bolder. He's having problems right now. It's very apparent. I don't think he'll have the mental capacity nor the stamina to run. And I'd be curious to see, I'm interested to see what the Democratic Party is going to do because, in fact, they've got Kamala Harris as the vice presidential possibility to run in 2024. And she's universally not liked and making very, very major gaffes almost on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So that's not going to work for him. And the people that empower, that basically put Joe Biden in power, that put Kamala Harris in power, they're not going to want to lose power. So they're going to try and come up with someone that has credibility with the core Democratic institutional people, the fundraisers, the big donors, the appeasing the corporate entities that are really trying to dictate our lives right now. And I think the only person out there that would be a potential candidate to fill in that kind of meets that requirement, could raise funds, that has notoriety, that believes that they can do it and had enough party support to do it in the past, would be Hillary Clinton. And I'm just not seeing someone else stepping up to look you know, to be that the leader of the Democratic Party that brings them back off the edge of you know, progressive leftist collapse. So very interesting times.
Well, I think a much better ticket, a much more saleable ticket would be Biden for president, Clinton for vice president. But I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But I think there's a good chance that may happen unless Biden really washes up at some point between now and the election. Yeah, I think it's a really bad space for the Democrats to be. I would take it one step farther, and I would say that, you know, if it were Biden, Clinton, well, if something happened to Biden, and there's a pretty good chance it could happen to him, not a necessity, but there's a pretty good chance that it could happen, with the current slate of candidates, it would end up being the vice president will be taken over by Nancy Pelosi. Unfortunately, she's got a, not unfortunately as far as I'm concerned, but she definitely has age against her. Jimmy, why don't you wrap it up? We have exactly 1 minute left.
Yeah, so Nancy Pelosi right now is the third in line for the presidency as Speaker of the House. Kamala Harris as the vice presidential, obviously, if Joe Biden had an issue or had to back down because of either mental reasons or just because of, you know, political reasons, then she would be the immediate fill. But I don't think anybody's comfortable with them doing that. And I think no one's really comfortable. I don't know what Nancy Pelosi thinks, but I'm sure that most of the country would not be supportive of a presidency of either Harris or Pelosi. So it'll be interesting to see what maneuvers are made in the next year, especially after this midterm election. If the Republican Party of conservatives, and actually America First conservatives, take advantage of the frustration and successfully, and I don't know if it's, you know, they may
Jimmy,
not.
Jimmy, we got to carry this over into the next segment real quick. Got to take a commercial break. Be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, not offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. You know, we have two of the world leaders right now who are, I think, in trouble. One of them is Joe Biden. The reason I think he's in trouble is, number one, I don't think he's doing a very good job, but number two, he's got another 2 years to go, and I just really wonder if his health is going to hold out. I really don't know. Another world leader who I think is in big trouble right now is Vladimir Putin. And we're going to talk about him when we get done talking about what's going on with the executive branch and the upcoming election. I'm going to leave that totally up to you, Jimmy.
Yeah, so, you know, going back to the last segment, and the Republicans could blow this, but the probability is there's going to be a big switch in the House. There's going to be a big switch, potentially a number of seats, Republican seats in the Senate.
Right.
How they manage that is going to be very critical to determining who the next president would be, because there's a possibility here with all of these failures. And think about this. If you get a large Republican majority back in, I mean, it's a very close, slim majority for the Democrats now.
Mm-hmm.
Say there's a 50-60 seat swap, which is typical of like these, you know, first year or first midterms after a new presidency, and the Republicans take over, then you've got potentially Kevin McCarthy as the Speaker of the House and maybe the third in line for the presidency. And then, of course, if Biden and Harris have problems, significant problems, and things aren't getting better right now. Inflation is going to get worse because we haven't even seen the ramifications of what the oil and gas prices were for all the things that are produced by petroleum. And, of course, the transportation issues. So, and, of course, the conflict areas, the Afghanistan debacle, the border issues, all of these things are very problematic for this administration. If they survive to 2024, pretty likely they're going to have to find someone else than Joe Biden, and that becomes, really, really detrimental to the strength and power of the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
I think this is kind of a long road, and they're really messing things up.
I agree, and they started messing things up, in my opinion, a couple of years ago. But anyway, 3 years ago. Anyway, having said that, let's go over to what's going on in the Ukraine. Putin seems to be losing a lot of support. Any comments, Jimmy?
Yeah, so, you know, the international support, there's a lot of pressure on him, and it's building. The Chinese have been a little bit initially, you know, they were, you know, passive and supportive under the hand, but they're having to back off a little bit. And that because the public outcry from the Western Europeans and American markets.
Right.
And of course, he's having a tremendous problem with his actions in Ukraine. Ukrainian forces are conducting a very capable, incredible deterrent force and causing a lot of havoc with Russian casualties. Some reporting from even Russian sources are saying over 10,000 KIA and about 16 to 20,000 wounded in action. That's 10% of his force. Those pressures, his inability to accomplish what his objectives were there, and certainly Ukrainian resistance, which has been, you know, tacitly supported by, you know, arms and ammunition, but basically the Ukrainians have been doing this on their own.
Yeah.
Is putting him in a very big, difficult position. Most importantly, and this is what people are not seeing too much on the surface, he's beginning to lose support internally with his key advisors. Defense Minister Shoigu has not been seen for 2 weeks. Putin publicly reprimanding the head of the FSB, calling out his chief of general staff and relieving a senior general. Other generals, four apparently killed in combat actions. And of course, some of his inner circle are like, this is costing us a fortune. This is crazy. How far is this going to go? And as he attempts to clamp down, he's probably losing allies. And
yeah.
Of course, this could be, you know, it's problematic for him and for the world. An unstable Russia, an unstable Putin. The war itself is horrible, but the ramifications of this and internal turmoil are even going to make it more more difficult to manage.
Well, I think he made a big mistake, and I thought somebody with his intelligence would understand what the ramifications were. I think he got smitten by his own power. I think that he truly thinks he's the prettiest baby in the nursery, but in reality, he's not. And the reason I think that's the case, variety of reasons. One of the reasons is that Russia is a major power, but they're not the top power. I think it still goes China, the U.S., and then Russia. What are your thoughts about that latter?
Well, he definitely the U.S. is still the economic dominant power, though we're losing ground to China rapidly.
Right.
We're still the military, most effective military power, but again, we're losing ground to China. Russia doesn't really have, I mean, there's a lot of countries that have larger economic influence than China, or I'm sorry, than Russia. And of course, their primary export and what makes them even competitive at all is energy exports. Demographically, they're down to 143, 145 million people. They've been losing people dramatically. They've got some very significant internal problems. And of course, the clampdowns and the, you know, on the press, and the opposition leader Navalny is in prison right now because he was trying to protest. I mean, there's some real problems inside that country. So it really isn't as powerful as he thought. And there was no way he was going to achieve this. And I think it was a real miscalculation to think that he could reestablish power over Ukraine and in the region. And I think it's costing him dearly for it.
You know, I think the main mistake that Vladimir Putin made, I think he should have gone to Zelensky before this whole thing started and said, I want to guarantee that you're not going to join NATO. I really believe that one of the main reasons that the Putin wanted to get the Ukraine back in, as being a physical part of Russia, was because he was very, very concerned about the NATO influence. And I think that Zelensky probably would have given him as much assurance as he could that they would not join NATO. And I think, quite frankly, from Putin's standpoint, I don't think that's too much to ask. Do you, Jim?
Well, I do disagree with that basic premise because I never believed that NATO is the real issue. What I believe is democracy and transparency and the collective security agreements that NATO require was the real threat to Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
NATO does not threaten the Russian people. NATO and NATO membership and the requirements to be a NATO member require, you know, a transparent military spending and proper planning, judicial system. That was a direct threat to the power of the oligarchs in Russia and in Ukraine. And they're both in this together. the fact that they wanted to control and were fearful of democracy moving his way. Yeah. I think that's why Vladimir Putin acted. NATO is just the excuse, the surface name, which is relevant, but I think really he was trying to send a signal to everybody else, hey, don't mess with me, don't take what I've got, because I'm the all-powerful Oz. It turns out, though, that it's really not much behind the curtain, with the exception of nuclear weapons.
No, there really isn't very much. There really isn't very much behind the curtain to say this. Jim, got about 2 minutes left, and I would like to both of us make a prediction in this final 2 minutes of the show. And that prediction is, who's going to be the Democratic ticket for the executive office in 24?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I mean, there's not the party itself is, they're bound right now to the administration. So Democratic policymakers, and of course Susan Rice and these people, they're pushing this administration, and the more they push it, and the more they try to spin it to protect it, it actually hurts the party, the Democratic Party, more. So they're going to have to probably find an outsider. There's a possibility that they'll pull someone like Michelle Obama in and try to use her popularity. But then there's still this internal, there'd still be the internal fight between the progressives and the more moderate Dems that actually know that things are not looking good for them, and they're a little bit.
No, they're not.
That's why so many of them are retiring.
Yeah, we're going
to get many Republicans or Democrats are retiring from the House.
Only got 10 seconds left here, so I'm going to give mine real quick. And mine is Biden president, Clinton vice president. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We'll be back.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.